Sean, plenty of positives tonight, especially the fact that you're out of the bottom three, despite drawing at home.
Yeah, I mean, we don't have a thing that at this early stage. That's for others to talk about. But I think the positives are the performance again, particularly first half. Very good performance first half. And we had some big chances and one just before half time, which would have took us in 2-0, which obviously would have been a big benefit to us. But other than a really poor goal that we gave them, we always gave them a chance to react with that poor goal, really. Other than that, a very good performance again, and you know, there's good signs about what the team are performing, how we're going about our business. We obviously know it has to bring wins, but on the other hand, we can't be greedy. We're taking it one step at a time. We are moving forward, and there's a good future in the performances at the moment.
And you're going toe-to-toe with some established Premier League teams and not giving an inch.
No, I think that's a big benefit there. The mental understanding of the game, along with the physical and the tactical, technical, of course, but you know, that mental assurance that you can deliver at this level. And I mean, let's face it, Newcastle barring a blip on Saturday, they're in unbelievable form. Got a very good side there. Had a critical injury list apart from Riviera coming on as sub and Cabella coming on as sub and Steve Taylor coming on as sub. So we were quite surprised to see them names all coming off the bench. But it's fair to say they've got depth. They're a very good side. And so we're not overthinking it, but we're pleased with the way that we're beginning to show that we can perform at this level.
Obviously, you haven't got the same depth. I think we all know that. But an injury to Stephen Ward doesn't help.
No, I mean, you know, it's one end. We'll find out more tomorrow, of course. But I thought Ben Mee was terrific when he came on, because it's a horrible game to come on into. It's nip and tuck. It's edgy. And I thought he was excellent when he came on. Real firm mentality like he's got, and delivered a good performance.
Thanks, Sean.
Thank you.
Sean, is it a frustration that you weren't able to go on and get that second goal when you were on top of the game in the first half?
Yeah, I mean, it can be, but you've got to... Well, you do understand that playing against some high-quality players, you know, you look at the way that that team's been amassed at Newcastle and the finance that it's taken, you know, there's some really high-quality players there. So as much as we take great pride in the fact that there is a frustration, if you like, because we are playing against teams who are very good teams, and very big clubs, and we are taking them on. We are toe-to-toe at times. But we are doing it with quality. I thought some of the quality that we performed with tonight was outstanding at times.
And obviously disappointing to concede at any point, but you must have been expecting a reaction from Newcastle at the start of the second half. They made a couple of substitutions, and disappointing to concede.
Yeah, I mean, it was a poor goal from our point of view, and rather than them reacting, we gave them a chance to react, and that was a disappointment on the night. But overall, there were so many positives. I think they certainly outweigh that, and it's about taking that feel and the understanding of what we're doing into the next game, of course.
And obviously to ride the storm a little bit after that, when Newcastle got a little bit of momentum after the goal, but you worked your way back into it and finished strongly.
No, absolutely, and you're right. You know, the momentum swung just because they got a goal out of nothing, really, and I think that gave them a lift for sort of the next 10 minutes. And they're a good side. They played some good football, but you're exactly right in your analysis of it. You know, I thought the way we stayed on the front foot, the way we kept pressing them, slowly but surely we earned our right back into the game, and then we end up, you know, with a few good chances, a few frustrating moments where we could have got a shot away or a finish away. Like I say, you know, we can only keep working in the fashion that we are doing, because it's showing signs that we can certainly compete at this level, and that's all I wanted at the beginning of the season. I didn't promise anything other than us to be competitive at this level, and we're showing signs of that, that's for sure.
And just thinking about the injury, it's never great to see a player carried off on a stretcher. Is there any early sign of what the actual injury is?
No, we're not sure at the moment, so he'll go off to hospital tonight just as a precaution. He's well in himself, you know, which is good to see. And we're hopeful that it's something out of nothing rather than being something serious, but we'll have to wait and see.
But you got a natural replacement with Ben Mee, and he came on and slotted in nicely.
Yeah, absolutely. Delivered a really good performance when he came on, because it's very difficult as a defender coming on into games that are close like that. So, you know, very good for Ben.
And you alluded to the Alan Pardew alluded to the fact that the pitch was a little tricky. What did you think of that?
Yeah, I think he means because of the ice, though. Because we're just picking up an award this week, actually, for our pitch. So I'm presuming he's alluding to the ice on the pitch. But we've got the undersoil, obviously. But it was just getting crispy on the top, so I think he was more alluded to that.
And great momentum to take into another tough away fixture at QPR on Saturday.
There's no such thing as an easy fixture in the Premier League, so we don't overthink each one. We just get ready for it, prepare for it, and get ready to play.